Affordable Care Act is being struck down. What is your message to Americans?
Let me just tell you exactly what my message is. The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care. You watch.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2019. Welcome to Day 796. The Trump administration supports a federal appeals court ruling that the entire Affordable Care Act should be invalidated and thrown out. In a reversal, the Justice Department now says it agrees with the ruling of a federal judge in Texas who declared the ACA unconstitutional on the basis of a 2017 change in federal tax law which eliminated the penalty on uninsured people. Previously, the administration had pushed to remove the protections for people with pre-existing conditions. More than 20 million Americans are covered through the ACA's Medicaid expansion and its insurance exchanges. Trump tweeted that, quote, the Republican Party will become the party of healthcare, end quote. Meanwhile, the House failed to overturn Trump's veto of legislation that would block his national emergency declaration at the border. House Democrats needed roughly 50 Republican defections to override the veto with two-thirds of the House. 14 Republicans crossed party lines. The failed effort leaves Trump's emergency declaration at the southwestern border intact, despite bipartisan passage of a resolution to terminate the emergency declaration, which Trump declared after Congress rejected his request for $5.7 billion to fund the wall. The Department of Defense transferred $1 billion for new border barrier construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. Up to $1 billion will go toward the construction of 57 miles of 18-foot-high, quote, pedestrian fencing, end quote, as well as going towards improving roads and installing lighting for the southern border. An additional $1.5 billion is expected to be shifted for wall funding in the near future. Trump's emergency declaration seeks to divert $3.6 billion from military construction projects to fund a border wall. Last week, the Pentagon gave Congress a list of $12.8 billion in approved construction projects, which could be redirected in order to fund the wall. Meanwhile, six Democratic House committee chairs requested that Attorney General William Barr submit Robert Mueller's full report to Congress by April 2nd. Lawmakers say Barr's summary of the report is, quote, not sufficient for Congress, end quote, and they're calling on Barr to turn over the underlying evidence and documents by that same day. Democrats say that providing the report in its, quote, complete and unredacted form, end quote, would be consistent with DOJ policies and precedent. And finally, the FBI plans to brief lawmakers on the counterintelligence findings in Mueller's investigation. The FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into Trump, but Barr's summary report of Mueller's findings did not include any information about whether or not investigators found that Trump or anyone around him might be compromised or influenced by Russia. Officials expect the FBI to brief leaders from the House and Senate, as well as the chairs and ranking members of the intelligence committees, in a closed session. And in the polls, Morning Consult says 42% of voters approve of Trump's job performance following the release of a summary of Mueller's findings. The number remains unchanged from the week before. 55% disapprove, 55% disapprove, and 52% believe that Russia has compromising information on Trump. And Quinnipiac says 84% of voters want Mueller's report to be made public, including 75% of Republicans. 55% of voters say Mueller conducted a fair investigation. And now to the notables. One, Mike Pence talked Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats out of resigning at the end of last year over his frustrations with Trump. Two, Trump's nominee to lead the Interior Department blocked a report on the effect of pesticides on endangered species. 3. George Papadopoulos has formally applied for a pardon from Trump. And 4. Trump asked his top aides for ways to limit federal funding for Puerto Rico, and has also privately suggested that he will not approve any additional help for the island beyond the food stamp money. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.
breaking news.
A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
The beginning of the end.